35 years of really trying to take an opportunity to raise awareness about the importance of quitting smoking, the health hazards related to smoking, and we hope that individuals will use it as a day to make their first quit attempt.
And of course, you know, that's always an easy thing to say for someone who's trying to quit. You know, the old joke, it's easy to quit, I've done it thousands of times, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it can be a challenge and it can be difficult. What kind of advice do you give to someone that says, okay, here's the day I'm going to try? What do you tell them?
Well, you are absolutely right. It is much more difficult than we always understand because it's an addiction. It's both a physical and a behavioral addiction. So you have to think about both things. You know, are you worried about that nicotine withdrawal? Then, you know, think about getting some pharmaceutical assistance, patches, gum, maybe even a prescription from your physician. And then behaviorally, you got to be prepared to change the way you've done things in the past so that you can get around that temptation. So if you've always, for example, gone out with your buddies at 10 o'clock, had a coffee and a cigarette, change that. You take your break at 10:30. Don't be around smoking. Or take it in a different way, go for a walk, do something healthier to replace that.
Now, one thing that is different this year in particular when we talk about this is the new laws that are in Michigan and also with border states like Wisconsin here for us in the Upper Peninsula, having passed a lot of these more stringent smoking laws in terms of the workplace and the offices and then, of course, the bars and the restaurants now. What impact do you feel this has had overall on folks trying to quit smoking in Michigan?
Well, I think it's helping a lot. You know, those who were, you know, sort of teetering on the edge of making that decision, this is probably helping them, you know, cross over that line. Others who are hardcore smokers and aren't interested in quitting, you know, they're not going to be any happier necessarily. So you've got kind of two ends of the spectrum. The important piece, though, is we're still protecting employees from being exposed to it. And I think we're also, you know, helping young people see that not taking up smoking is a better idea.
Now, you mentioned also the use of medical or some pharmaceutical things that can help you get through it. But ultimately, one of the things I know the Cancer Society also talks about is that support of people in the process of trying to quit. How important is that of having that support structure there?
Absolutely critical. I think if you're going to decide to quit today, you need to start figuring out what you need to line up to be ready for that. You need to tell your family. You need to tell your coworkers. You need to tell people you spend time with to say, look, I'm going to make a serious run at this. I want to quit and say, you need to help me not smoke.
There's other things that I'm sure folks can do, too. I know the Cancer Society provides a lot of information. What are some of the things that are available on your websites and through your agencies?
Well, all kinds of tip points, places you can get resources to quit smoking, how to get to the quit line, and to access any of that information, you can do it one of two ways. Call us at 1-800-ACS-2345 or go to our website at www.cancer.org.